Mishra says in Daflam Zayin Amud Aleph, Shnem Shifkido Etzel Echad Zeman of Zem Asayim, Zem Mishalim Asayim, Zem Mishalim Asayim, Noisen Lezeman of Lezeman of Asher Yemunach Ad Sheyov Eliyo. Rav Yosi is Chalik, and Rav Yosi is Kain Mayim, Hipsed Aram, Ayla Kol Yemunach Ad Sheyov Eliyo. So he says everything is going to be Munach until Eliyon Avi comes. The Acharim are bothered with the Kasha, the Lecher, what does it help if Eliyon Avi comes? This is Dini Mamnus, and for Mamnus you need Edim. Most Yishanim hold in such a case you need to have Edim. So Eliyon Avi is only an Eid Echad. How could he be naman to machriya who the mana belongs to? And even though he might have ruach hakodesh and nevuah, but the ma'isa when you need edim dafka, and you can't rely on nevuah, you can't rely on ruach hakodesh. So what's the bira of Eliyahu going to help bichlal? And Rochanan and Babasa and Ois Tafresh Mem says a paltik kazach. He says it doesn't mean that Eliyahu Navi will be machriya, but it means that when Eliyahu Navi comes, because of the kiddush of Eliyahu, the Baal Din is going to be embarrassed to be saying Sheker, and he's going to be Maida, he's no longer going to be able to be Kaifer, he'll say the Emes. So when Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll cause the Baal Din on his own to say the Emes, and that's what it means, Yemunach Ad Sheyov Eliyahu. The Sefer Betzina Denahara says a similar Mahalach, he says, at this man of the Bia of Eliyahu, the Emes will be Misgal in the world, it'll be Yemalar Etzdeya, and there'll be such Emes in the world that no one will be able to say Sheker anymore, so on their own, they're going to go ahead and they're going to be Maida. So Lefi, that doesn't mean in front of Eliyahu Navi Dafka, but the Zman of B.S. Eliyahu, at that point, there'll be no shaka left, and everyone will only say the Emes, and the Mela, the Baal Dvarim on their own, will come to the proper Bira Emes.